Hallelujah. It's good to be in Alabama tonight. My first time here. Thought I'd never get here. They rambled me all over the country, seemed like, and then you even operate your aircraft different here. That boy started down there at that airport. He just said, Steve said, ooh, what's going on? I begin to think I was going to be here forever. Praise the Lord. But I like the Holy Ghost that's moving around here. What preaching? Last night, seeking the glory, and I certainly need it now. And Brother Evans, today, I tell you, I'm going to have to talk to him. I want the rights to use that. I'm just anxious to go home and give that a whirl. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In that choir tonight, that's just beautiful. So we must be sitting together in heavenly places. We just must be. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm slow in a lot of ways. You'll find that out. I thought today as we were driving out to the church, I was raised in the country, and it brought back a lot of boyhood memories. I always hated to milk a cow. I thought about having to milk those old stinking cows. Anybody here ever milked a cow? Go out there and crazy old thing, either put your foot in the bucket or kick it over. About the time you think you're going good, a fly buzz by and just watch an eye with a tail. Oh, I always hated that. I'd rather do anything than milk that old cow. But I'd sit around and hear those old timers talk, one of them say, hey, I got a Jersey cow over there that'd give 2.5 gallons of milk a day. Another one say, I got a Holstein that'd give 4. Well, I never did find one of them things that give me anything. I had to work for every bit of it. So, you may have a preacher that'll just give you a message, but I'm not going to give you anything. Well, I tell you, if you're just getting the Spirit, I'm getting the Spirit, then the good Lord's going to give us something to leave here with tonight. Hallelujah. I believe that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But let me advise you right now, you never judge a book by the chapter that's in the middle. It's fallen my lot to fit right in the middle of this thing. I mean right square down in the middle of it. So it may not run as high tonight as it did last night and today, but don't worry about it, it'll get better tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I come to preach a little bit tonight. And if the good Lord will help me, I'll do it. I'm long-winded sometime. I'm not apologizing. If you get through before I do, we'll just see you tomorrow. Brother Shue gave me some good advice. I thought he said he'd been at this 53 years. Man, that almost made me shiver. That's almost as long as I've been in this world. And we sit in the presence of men like that. He gave me some good advice a few nights back. I was preaching at a place. He said, now I want you to know you don't get paid by the hour. Praise the Lord. So I try to take that advice tonight. Hallelujah. Would we like to stand just for a minute? We read 36th chapter of Psalms, beginning the 34th verse. The writer said, "Wait on the Lord and keep his way. He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him." Back to the 35th verse, the writer said, "I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree." Praise the Lord, and you may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know the apostle spoke of us being spoiled by the philosophies of men. But tonight I'm going to talk about the philosophy of one of the greatest men that ever lived in this world. His name still remembered. Jesus remembered it, spoke highly of him. Named David, we attribute this psalm to him. And I just want to talk a while tonight about his philosophy of living. Hallelujah. Not mine, not Dr. Vincent Peale's or any of those fellas, but David. He had a great philosophy of life. And I believe his philosophy involves everything that's been preached here so far. In fact, it should involve everything we do. Every bit of our living should involve around this philosophy. He began this chapter, he said, "Fret not yourself because of evildoers." Hallelujah. Just don't get upset about it. Praise the Lord. Just don't worry about it. Just fret not yourself. Don't get the bearings hot. Hallelujah. Don't get steamed up. Don't get upset because of the wicked. Praise the Lord. He said, "Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil." Hallelujah. And he said, "I was a young man. And said, "Now I'm an old man." And he said, "When I was young," I know this comes from over in another chapter, but I believe it involves his philosophy. "Said when I was a young man, said I was foolish. And I was envious at the wicked. And said I almost backslid. Almost lost the packet. Almost throwed in the towel. Almost just lost out." Hallelujah. "Because I looked at the wicked, and I was foolish enough to get envious of what they're doing." Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, I was young, but said, "Now I'm old." And said, "I want to let you in on another little secret about life. I have looked at the wicked, and I have seen him in prosperity. I have seen him in great power. I have seen him spreading himself like a green bay tree." Hallelujah. Praise God. Now all of us are somehow impressed and influenced by other folks. I look out there and I see all that pretty haircuts on these men. I see women look like women ought to. It impresses me. But it don't influence me. I was influenced as all the way a long time before I ever knew some of you folks. Hallelujah. I was impressed by that preaching last night and today. But it didn't influence me. God spoke to me a few days ago about this. And I want the Holy Ghost to influence it tonight. And us leave here looking at a wicked man and depart from all his ways. Well, hallelujah. Walk out of here tonight an apostolic church. Like an apostolic church talk to me. Oh, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Not worrying about the world. We worry too much about what's going on around us. Hallelujah. We look at the promoters and we think we ought to get into promotion. Hallelujah. We look at the numbers and we think we ought to get into the numbers. But I'm here to tell you tonight, God has never been impressed with numbers. Hallelujah. It was not the church's purpose to get numbers. It was never the church. American purpose to build a house with people. It was God's purpose for His church to build the people with God. And that's what we need to get in our minds tonight. We refuse to be influenced with the wicked. Well, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I like it wild. But this cord not long enough for me either. Praise God. I believe Pentecost has always been wild. It always will be wild as far as the world's concerned. Hallelujah. I like a long cord. I like to walk back and slap people on the head, wake them up every once in a while. Well, praise God, we're having a time. The Holy Ghost is real. But I want to awaken us to the fact tonight that we can get ourselves in a whole peck of trouble by looking at everybody around us. And we are prone to be influenced by those around. And it's almost a sure thing that we'll be more impressed with a wicked one than we will with a good one. Have you ever seen it fail, brethren? When the young saints have come in, and they won't get impressed without with a nation and the Holy Ghost. They won't get impressed without with hitting the prayer room. They won't get impressed without with testifying every night. But they're getting impressed with some old wretch sitting on the pew that won't do nothing. My God, help a saint that won't do nothing. You're impressing somebody else. Well, hallelujah. It always happens that way. We get impressed with the bad. David said, I did it. You'll do it. But I want to show you what happens to that wicked man. What glory. Hallelujah. Young preachers, always get impressed with that one. That's all out of pocket. I was talking to a man the other day. He said, I know it's wrong, but he really impresses me. And he'd been married twice. Why should I be impressed with a twice married preacher? If I'm impressed, the first thing you know, he'll influence me. But if you're impressed with some old backslid saint, the first thing you know, they'll impress you and influence you, and you'll never feel the Holy Ghost, and you'll never move with the Holy Ghost. You'll never get that glory. You'll never have that holiness because you're influenced by the backslider. My glory. Well, I'm beginning to feel it now. I'm getting about ready to go. You talk about revival. We ought to have one here tonight. Oh, we're going to forget the wicked man. Hallelujah. I tell you, Sunday night, our place, the Holy Ghost hit it. God gave His own altar call. I never felt so much cold chill, so much fear in my life. In a few minutes, nobody moved. And you know what the Holy Ghost impressed and did? Just forget us. Let's go to our church. And brother, we had us some more church. But the wicked received judgment that night. Hallelujah. Well, we'll forget those around that don't want what we've got going on. That don't want this holiness. Don't want this glory. And just get our own self with any man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, yeah, but you got him wrong. He said, he's doing a great work for God. I said, yeah, but how many young preachers is he influencing it? That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Oh, I tell you, we need to be careful how we act on apostolic service. Oh, we could be impressing somebody. That's the way to do it. We should be careful what goes on in an apostolic service. We should be influencing somebody to do it our way when we ought to be in God's way and they'll do it in God's way. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Well, I got to move on or I'll be here a while. Praise God. I get so tired of feeling pressured. And you do too. Haven't you got beat? I got a friend that's a nervous wreck. Because he has to feel that he's got to compete with those around him. I don't have to compete with nobody. I'm not in competition. I'm in a move of God where God does the work. Hallelujah. And we feel it. Oh, we're impressed. Hallelujah. We're influenced. And so many backslide. Hallelujah. Now he said, I have seen the wicked man. I don't believe David was impressed with the Assyrian. I don't believe he was impressed with any of the Canaanites. But he saw the wicked in Israel. And they impressed him. He said, they don't have problems like I do. Seems like they go on their way and everything's all right. Seems like they never die. They never have to pay for their trouble. Oh, I'm persuaded he was looking at Saul. Saul had had a definite impression upon David. Rather, he had impressed that boy from a young man on. And he looked at him and there he stood one day weeping. And he said, how are the mighty fallen? How could it happen? How did it ever happen? Hallelujah. And then he came to his conclusion. Hallelujah. But I've seen them come and go. And all folks, we've seen them come and go. Hallelujah. I've seen some of the stalwart soldiers fall. And like David, I have wept. How? Why? Hallelujah. But I found I had to live by his philosophy, not mine. Not my hows or my whys. He said, I saw it by a green bay tree. And I read that text. And I said, dear God, what's he talking about? Like a green bay tree. Sure, it can spread its limbs. Sure, it can be beautiful. But I don't feel like that's what he's talking about. So I began to check on a bay tree a little bit. And I found out that it is a beautiful, beautiful tree. A beautiful green leaves. An evergreen. Hallelujah. And it's got a name. It belongs to the Magnolia family. It don't belong to a bay family. It belongs to the Magnolia family. A beautiful lookalike. When you see that young fella up there just coming up in the forest, brother, you got to almost be an expert to tell the difference in the bay and the Magnolia. Hallelujah. Oh, we are impressed with the lookalike. Glory! Yeah, they look like us. They talk in tongues. They shout. Hallelujah. They were lookalikes. And that thing will grow into a stalwart, massive tree. It'll spread out. And I'm great in the forest. Hallelujah. You'll never get that little bay and move it over to your yard for landscaping. The magnolia makes a beautiful landscape. Hallelujah. But the bay will never be moved. It'll never be moved. Hallelujah. It's got to stay right there. Praise the Lord. You can't move it. It has one detriment. Beautiful tree. Looks like its brother, the magnolia. It's a lookalike. It's beautiful. But it has one detriment. You will never find a bay tree that don't have a bad heart. Never. Never. Anger gets any size. And even the little fella, if you're checking enough, there's a spot. I'm telling you, Saul, why did you fall? One day my friend the prophet found a spot in that tall tree. One day he found just a little spot. They came into the city. The women sang it all and just killed 1,000. But David killed 10,000. And there was a spot showed up in his heart that day. There was not an ounce of truth in that song. No history where David ever killed 10,000. But there's a spot in Saul at the singing of the women. A little jealousy arises.
why, David. That's how the mighty are fallen. The bad heart. It didn't begin with a big thing. It began with a little thing. Hallelujah. It began with something that wasn't even any truth in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, I have watched the wicked that impressed me so much. And I found that every one of them is like a green bay tree. They have a bad heart. Hallelujah. I may be preaching this, church. Hallelujah. I don't believe there's no wickedness in this world like somebody that has known God and refused to live for God. There is no wickedness like a backslider. There is none that will do as crazy a thing as backsliders will do. Hallelujah. There's none that will do as crazy a thing as lukewarm church folks will do. And when I say church folks, it's one church. What glory. Hallelujah. This big tree grows in its own soil. So Scopio says, it has some kind of an innate ability to feed on its own heart. It can only grow on its own heart. Hallelujah. And Proverbs 14, I believe it is, he said, a backslider in heart is filled with his own ways. He's a lookalike. He belongs to the same family. Sits under the same preaching. Sits on the same pew. Pays his tithes every Sunday. Sings Amazing Grace. And every once in a while around the house and jump. Oh, but I'm telling you, there's a worse thing in this world than to go out into sin and to be backslidden hard. Because then, wickedness begins to prevail. Oh. Hallelujah, it gives us an ability to feed on our own self. Jude spoke of them and said, feeding themselves. Nobody can preach to a backslider at heart. And he can be dipping snuff and smile at you while you preach. He can be lying and chasing women and smile while you preach. He can have it in a hard things while the preaching's going on. It's a dangerous thing to be a wicked man, and it's dangerous to be impressed with a wicked man. What glory. Hallelujah. I still don't believe it takes preaching to save us. I mean, forget these brethren of preachers over here. I'm not capable of preaching to preachers. I'm just preaching tonight. I'm telling you something. It's impossible for us to do right if our heart's not in it. And we can't be preached to. Hallelujah. We have some kind of an innate ability to feed ourselves. Hallelujah. I just don't quite see it that way. I just don't believe it like that. I know they preach it, but I don't believe it. Nine-tenths of what I believe comes by preaching. Hallelujah. And I still don't believe enough. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. So we build up an immunity to preaching because of that inability. We think we can feed ourselves and nobody else can do it. But Jesus looked at Peter and said, when you're converted, strengthen the brethren and feed my sheep. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There ain't nothing ought to feed us like preaching. Brother, you fed me today. I felt it in my heart. I wanted to shout. I wanted to run. I wanted to talk in tongues. We ought to be fed and to preach it. We ought to be hungry for preaching. I noticed this congregation last night. Oh, man, pleading for the glory. About five rows. What about the rest of us? Couldn't we do a better job? Oh, brother, I couldn't have fed myself like that last night. Hallelujah. Could you do a better job of feeding yourself than what was done?
choice, but it grows in its own soil. It's got some kind of an ability to feed on that rot that dies inside. Hallelujah. This is his answer. This is his philosophy. Hallelujah. I come into apostolic church. I rejoice at preaching more than anything else going. Hallelujah. The day they get the organ going and the drum going. And I don't have a thing against an organ and a drum. I got them in my place and they're wild and they're woolly. But I tell you what, if we take it to eating when all the preachers are going, and we take it to drinking when we're eating the Word of God, there's nothing wrong in here that ought to be taken care of. Ah! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got a young man got the Holy Ghost a couple of months ago, I guess. Named Dummies. They come from the better side of this life where the world's concerned. He's got a master's degree in business. Thursday night, I got kind of upset with some things going on. I hadn't done that since he'd been to church. I kind of went down through there kicking the pews, screaming and hollering. I thought, halfway through, my God, you're going to kill him. They ain't old enough to take this. But you know what? He was the first one to come here in the church. He said, hey, preacher, did I like that? Well, yes, sir. We like it. We like it. We like it. Because that's our food that the Lord designed for us to live on and not ourselves. What glory, not ourselves. Big themselves. Peter couldn't do it. Paul couldn't have done it. Nobody else could do it. Because they're lookalikes, but they feed themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope this don't turn out to be a boxing match, me hitting at you and you hitting me. I'm preaching places where you got down where we're living. That's what started happening. But I believe that's where we live today. We need something to doctor up the inside to like that priest around here and get us to living the Word. Living the Word. Living the truth. Living the man preaching the truth. Well, glory. He said, I've seen them. And I almost backslid because of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but I learned better. I learned better. There has always been something gouging at the heart of the church. Hallelujah. There will always be something gouging at your heart to see if it's solid or not. Several years ago, a lot of rain was just winding up its trail through. An older minister looked at me. He said, I wonder what will be the next thing to hit the church. Hallelujah. Well, here come this charismatic. This latter rain dressed up in another dress. And she made more inroads into our midst than latter rain ever thought about making. But I'm telling you what, it's not charismatic. It's still one God, one faith, and one baptism. Hallelujah! The Lord above all! It's still Holy Ghost or hell! It's still a baptism in His name! It's still the fire of God! Hallelujah.
probe into your heart. He didn't jump on Adam in the garden.
He began to work around that thing that was nearest to Adam's heart. Hallelujah. And as he dug around in that beautiful wide, he was touching Adam. And he knows if he can dig around in this beautiful Holy Ghost church, this bride of Christ, that he's touching Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to rise up tonight and say, I'm a one God tongue talking Holy Ghost apostolic. And I won't be tampered with. Hallelujah. The boys come along with television. And oh, Lord, I ain't never seen so many impressed and influenced. I sat in a conference. And I heard one of the chiefs stand and say, I know we're opening the door a little, but it's just a little gap. I looked at the neighbor. I said, how much door do you have to open for the devil? Hallelujah. I got on the plane and I headed home. And here come brothers supposed to be of like faith. And they said, the only thing we could have done, it was a wise thing. Hallelujah. The devil coming around with the heart of the church. With the heart of the church. Hallelujah. With the heart of God. With the heart of God. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you folks down here in the South, but where I'm at, I'm having to preach against another devil. Video! I'm predicting it's going to do more to Pentecost than television ever did. Well, hallelujah. I said, I'm predicting it tonight that it's going to do more to Pentecost than television ever did. Woo! I preached this here a few nights back in a place on a pastor's mind. That preacher said, tell me what's wrong with video. She said, now, I really want to know. Said, I've been taking my grandson to the game rooms. And I bought him one. I said, sister, where was you when Pentecost came in? They wouldn't let me play the pinball machine. They wouldn't let me go to the pool hall. Preach, you ask me. Hallelujah. All I do is preach what I feel. And I tell you, they're going everywhere. They find them everywhere. I refuse to be influenced by it. Hallelujah. Did you read the October issue of National Geographic? There was an article in there on this tip that they can place behind a man's ear and make him do about what they won't do. And all over in that article, there was a little paragraph not so long. And it read this wise. It said, the sorcery of video that has zapped millions. That's what I've been preaching. Oh, the Old Testament says sorcery is of the devil. And the men that made the thing and know what it's all about, called it sorcery. It's bewitching. It will get us in trouble. It'll cause us to do things we ought not do. Hallelujah. I'm preaching video of the devil. But it's happened. It's happened. It's Pentecost all over the land. We can't afford to be influenced. On down in that article is a little further. I know just the middle of the book. It'll get more exciting tomorrow. Hallelujah. On down in that article, it said the game rooms was the pool halls of this
generation. They made it. They made it. They ought to know what it is. Undiscerning Holy Ghost apostolic. We need to know what it is and not get influenced with the wicked. I better get off of that one. I believe it. We get so influenced as the devil tries to make an inroad into our heart. And everywhere he can find a heart that's not solid, he's going to pick away until he penetrates. And then we too become a green day tree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God glory. How many apostolics we got? Well, you don't have to believe it, but go home and think about it. If they said it, I believe it. I believe what the book said. But those fellas made it. And they know what they made it for. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! I walked into the motel lobby yesterday. Told my son, I said, look at that. First thing I saw was an advertisement of their game room. Pac-Man and on and on. I'm pretty sure a while back we were living in a generation that's got a Pac-Man mentality. Ooh, I sat on a plane and a little old kid over there playing that thing and it beep, like to run me crazy. No wonder it gets them. No wonder they get psyched out. No wonder they get bewitched. No wonder they go off and do things. There was one in our town, I believe it was the other day. He went and robbed the store, went in, was playing that thing, and he was so engrossed in playing it, all the police had to do was walk in, get him by the arm, and walk out with him. He didn't even know they was there. Young as we don't want that, do we? We want the old time way where the Holy Ghost gets in our feet and gives us more joy and take measure and everything about it. Yes, sir. Gives us more than all the world. Woo! I'm still preaching holiness. I'm still preaching the glory. I hadn't changed the theme of this thing. I'm just in the middle of the book. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Influence. Until I get where I can feed myself. And no doubt, there's some back there got your nose turned up there. That's fine. But I'm preaching to you. Now, we don't need to get influenced with your ability. We need to get influenced with the Holy Ghost. We need to get influenced with preaching like we've been having around here. Well, wouldn't it be great if this preacher could psych us out to where we didn't even know nothing else going on around us? That man pleading for the glory last night. We got so carried away. We didn't know what time it was. I'm telling you, that's what we need. We need to take a look at the wicked, as David did, and quit being influenced by. Hallelujah. 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 Now that tree feeds itself. I know they got bay trees up here, not down where I was raised in the woods, they have them. I know a little bit about what surrounds them. A bay tree will never live out on the hillside. It just can't survive out there. Hallelujah. And that wicked man can't survive on the mountain of God. Ain't no way. Hallelujah. He can't survive on Holy Ghost preaching. He's got to have a few things added to it. Ball game picture shows. Hallelujah. Little petting in the dark. All such garbage added to it. He can't survive on the preaching of the word. Hallelujah. But they got a thing down in our country. And we old timers, I'm really not that old. I just heard the old timers name it and I remembered it by that name. They called it a Begall. And every little creek had from one to a dozen. Hallelujah. It was there. You could be walking down that creek, beautiful pine trees, oak trees, and after a while you'd stagger off into a place wouldn't be none but bay trees. And all around there is old muck and mire. all around it. Everybody had just old mud, muck, and mire. You know what those big trees living off of? The runoff. Comes over the hillside where the beautiful tower and clean hearted trees grow and run down into the old big hole and mix up with that old rotten heart. And you ain't never smelled a stink in your life of an old stinking heart of an old rotten bay tree. Our churches are full of it. They never get the rain of God on their heart. All they get is a little runoff. You let somebody start running and a dozen will start running. Snuck that net on you, didn't I? You let one start dancing, 100 will start dancing. And ain't nobody ever prayed the glory down. That verse is the only one ever got in touch with God. The rest are running and the rest are dancing because of the runoff of a prayer meeting somewhere. And the waters of God keep flowing down the mountain and we're leaving over our own self. We're living over our own self. It might be serious, but in the middle of the book, we'll shout tomorrow night. And we'll listen to this tonight. We're going to get the climax of this book tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? That thing can't live unless the water's running off the hills down into the big hole. That's where it lives. That's where it lives. Lookalikes, you're living in a dangerous place. You don't know what comes a-flowing off of the hillsides of God. When the rain falls on his trees, it washes all the pollution off of my branches. It flows from head to foot. And brother, I tell you, I can accumulate more trash in one day than 40 people can in other days. I don't know what it is, but the devil just blows on me and breaks trash. And when I get a rain from God, ain't no doubt what washes off. Is this all right? I know this ain't conference preaching. You may sound to one God, but I kind of just want to feel on my heart. I feel like if we don't wake up, we're going to be influenced into Christless graves. We're going to be influenced into dead religion. Hallelujah, by the lookalikes. Hallelujah. I got them at home. Maybe you don't have them in your church. Mine's full of it. You let the Holy Ghost hit one and there'll be a dozen standing and grinning. Oh, they feel so good. You know what? It's just a little rainwater from God touching their old bad heart. And they're enjoying it. Hallelujah. Ooh, it ain't washing them. It ain't washing them. Praise the Lord. Wind can blow through, and oh, they feel so good, but it ain't blowed nothing off of them. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's a lot of us sitting around here. The Holy Ghost has moved through this place the last two nights, or the last day and night. It ought to have us washed from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. You talking about shouting, this preacher ought never have to get on the floor tonight. We ought to be tearing the roof down. My good friend Von Morton said we ought to be climbing the wall and biting the ceiling. I'm telling you, we ought to have the Holy Ghost fell. I want heaven. I mean, where it gets Holy Ghost good. Not just happy because my neighbor's getting it, but happy because I'm getting it. That bay tree can only survive in that place in the quagmire. And all the water from heaven don't do it any good. It thrives on that. It comes off the hills and brings all the straw and the leaves and the garbage and the filth and dumps it around its roots and stands there on it and makes it rot. But everything it lives off of is rot. Hallelujah. Has that own ability to feed on itself. Pentecost. Brethren, forgive me. I'm going to say it. Pentecost is God where it has a form of godliness. Denying the power thereof. I don't just preach this here. I preach all over the country and half out of the world.
And I preach it everywhere I go. I believe it's more than the front row getting outdated. I believe it's more than leaping for joy. I believe it. The Holy Ghost come down and I just can't help it. I'm so full of the Holy Ghost, I just can't help but think when the Holy Ghost moves. I can't help but jump when the Holy Ghost moves. I can't help but talk and talk when the Holy Ghost moves. But we've got to the place where we can do it anytime, anywhere, at any tune. Woo! When I come in this thing, we had an old beat-up piano, got an old guitar, and you couldn't hear nothing hardly but the squealing and the screaming and the hollering. But we sung, 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 and danced, 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 and felt good, good, good. We ought to still be doing it. Hallelujah. Somebody talking about this new generation. I love this young generation. I got about 14 new young boys that's got the Holy Ghost and got refilled with it. They're on about 16 to 23. And I tell you, them fellas, they're wow. I just have to say, Sam, I'm going to preach a while. Hallelujah. I believe we need to teach this young generation something, folks. Mama, were you imprisoning that daughter that she should never dance in the spirit? Daddy, are you imprisoning that son that he ought to never be in the prayer room? I'm preaching to us tonight. Lord, I remember when they drugged the young girls out, dragging them from out the woods somewhere where they've been praying, laid them down on pallets and danced all over them and never touched the water. I come up like that. Hold me a million mile on an old wagon. My head a banging over the rocks and the roots. But I tell you, I come here loving this truth. When God finally got hold of me, we're impressing them and influencing them the wrong way in this modern Pentecostal hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you fellas just forgive me. Leave me alone. Let me preach. If you don't believe it, that's fine. Somebody said you folks are too wild. I believe there is a time of getting too wild. And I believe that the pastor's place to set you down. And I've set them down by the score. And at the church, you didn't come. Was I wrong? Yeah, it was wrong. Ooh. Hallelujah. One old grandma, she got right out in the preachers one night. We had a whole bunch of preachers. And she just danced all over them. Finally got her and I set her down on the pew. The preacher there by her made her sit there. And the church, was I wrong? Yeah, you were wrong. That old man is over there among them preachers. There is a thing of getting too wild. And time to sit down. And I don't believe if we got the Holy Ghost moving, there's no such thing as getting too wild. Oh, glory. I've seen more people get the Holy Ghost when the church is shouting than I ever have seen them sitting down putting their thumbs. Oh, glory. Brother Medford is teaching my meeting last year. I wish he'd have done it. I would have been close enough. That crazy nut run from the back of the church up to the front and done his swan dance. I kept trying to get Brother Condren out, I believe it was. You know what I'd done if I'd been over there? I'd kick both feet out from under it. Woo! Yeah, I believe we can get the flesh too much, but if we're not a Green Bay tree and the water of God's coming down, we ought to do it! Somebody said, show the world, let them know you're here. The only way we'll do it is to get a right heart. Hallelujah. So it feeds itself, and it grows on it, and it eats, and ain't nobody can do nothing about it. Hallelujah. I used to be a great squirrel hunter, or like to try, but I lived in Louisiana and Texas. And if I could find me a bay tree, they had a few good old hickory trees out on the hillside, you'd find me sitting watching that bay tree at daylight. Because that thing's got a hole in it somewhere if it's any size. And every squirrel in the forest knows about it. Every possum knows about it. And every coon knows about it.
And a lot of snakes know about it. You never would catch me leaning up against one of them things before daylight. But I've seen them old black snakes come crawling out of them. Everything ends up in that old bay tree. It knows it's a good hiding place. And it knows that it's growing in this old muck. Get your squirrel dog, Mr. Hunter. If I can get to that bay tree, you're going to have a pine. Yeah. I've had to smoke the rabbits out. I've had to twist them out. I was born in depression. Let me eat everything, didn't buy it back. You run one up in that old bay tree and you get down and run your arm up in there. You pull it out. You ain't never seen such slime and such filth. And if you don't get the hold of water and wash it off, it's going to be hard to get off once it dries. It ought to be a shame that a preacher has to walk through an apostolic congregation like this for hours like these have and still can't find what he had. I'm finding it harder every day, brother, to root out sin. I'm finding it harder every day to find where it's at. Hallelujah. You know why? Some churches have become nothing but big halls. And they expect the preacher to give them something. And he's got to walk through the muck up to his knees. Fiddle around with it in his hand. And still wind up going home empty. I'm preaching to this church. I ain't preaching these preachers. I'm preaching to us. Hallelujah. I'd like to help us tonight. Hallelujah. I taught the afternoon Bible lesson at camp meeting 3 or 4 years ago. And none of you don't know where it's at. Don't even start thinking. And you might be surprised. Those other preachers, man, they was hitting outward. And they were riding and a shouting and a climbing the wall. And I mean, they'd have a time. But every day, all I could do was teach on that inward man. And I'd leave there every day feeling like I'd been in the big hall. I'd go to my room, soaking wet with sweat, pull off my clothes and feel like I was absolutely dirty. But the third day, they'd come out. There was a preacher playing around with another preacher. Why? They'll hide. They'll stay here. The backslidden heart, the lookalikes, they'll sit in our midst and we'll come them, but we don't know what's hid in their tree. Young man, you don't know what's hid in mama's tree. Forget mama's tree and raise your own. Ooh. Yes, sir. And preachers don't know what's hid in your tree. And a backslidden heart feeds themselves. And it's so hard in that big hole to find it. Oh, God. Help us tonight. Help us tonight. I want the preachers to find me tonight. Brother Garrett, I want you to find me tomorrow. These preachers have found me. I want you to find me tomorrow. Brother Ballester, I want you to find me tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Walk up and down my branches. Shake the leaves. But don't have to find big, keen, hollow spots for all evil to be hung up in. Can you hear me out there, church? Hallelujah. You want to be saved. You want a blessing that you can't contain. Listen to me tonight. We heard the best on holiness today. And we heard the best last night on the glory. I'm giving you the best way to get both of them tonight. Only way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to make it mine. Hallelujah. And if we would all get in our own. You're talking about something going on here tonight. There wouldn't be a sinner able to stand in the congregation of the holy. There wouldn't be a sinner standing on their feet here tonight if everybody's getting their old Holy Ghost rain. Hallelujah. Feeding themselves. And all they've got to feed on is their rotten heart as it mixes with the pollution that runs off the hill and waters down that old dry, decayed heart. You see, after you get up so high in that tree, you get out of the muck. The rest of it's dry. And the devil wanders around in dry places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He lodges in the dry place. The dry place. And then it begins to feed from down here, where the root of the whole matter was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me close. Praise God. I don't want to bore you. Oh, God, help us tonight to understand me. I'm not picking on nobody. I'm just preaching my heart. I preached just a while back at a place. I felt it so heavy, and I feel it so heavy tonight. After what I've heard last night and today, I feel it heavier than ever. Right in my holiness can't be influenced by you. My glory can't be influenced by you. It's got to come from Him. And it will only take logic and a good heart. Hallelujah. That tree can never be transplanted from that big old to a landscape or to any hillside. It'll die. It can't take it. It'll never live. Hallelujah. Revelation 3:1, I believe it is, indicted this church at Sardis. Said, I know your works. Said, you've got a name. You're alive. But you're dead. I've read that a lot of times and I said, God, how? How can they be alive and be dead? When I started thinking about this green bay tree, I saw the answer. Hallelujah, the wicked man, the backslidden heart, can never be transferred from here to glory. Neither can you be transplanted into the kingdom of our God out there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a dangerous thing to be backslidden in heart. A bad thing to be backslidden in heart. I'd rather see you cut your hair. I'd rather see you go to the dance floor. I'd rather see you take a drink than to sit on the pew and feed yourself. Woo! Now, you preachers might not believe that, but I don't like for them to sit on the pew and never the Word of God touch them. Because they can't be transplanted into the landscape of God's good heaven. We can do all we want to. We can dabble around the roots of the Baal. We can do everything in our power. But they can never be transferred to glory. Hallelujah. And David's philosophy. Andrew said, I almost backslid over it. I learned that I would never fret myself again over them. I looked at them. And I saw him as a green bay tree. And he said, then I cried, oh Lord. Now though I'm moving to another scripture, that's all right. He cried it. He said, thou desires truth. Righteousness in the inward parts. He said, wash me with water. Purge me with hyssop. I'll be clean. Create in me a new heart. And a right spirit. Because God, I want your holiness. God, I want your glory. I don't want to be like that man that I looked at and almost fell. Give me a new heart. 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 Oh, Brother Manfred, you touched me this morning. Where are the weepers? Where are the weepers? The backslidden heart cannot weep except over their own shortcomings. Hallelujah. Where are the weepers? I need a new heart. And I need a right spirit. I need to be clean. Because, God, your holiness and your glory will never abide but an unclean heart. It's like that bay tree. It may grow and it may spread itself. It may cover a vast territory, have lots of power, but it's destined to fall. Because sooner or later, it outgrows its heart. It always outgrows its heart. Hallelujah, church. We've got the name. We've got the works. We've got the look-alike. But do we have the heart to grow and stand? We've got it. But do we have the heart to be transplanted into heaven? I want to go. I want to go. Can we stand? Hallelujah. Wash me, Lord. Purge me, Lord. Create in me a new heart. Put a right spirit in there. I want to go to heaven. I want holiness. I want His glory. I want Him. Hallelujah. 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 Do you feel what's in this building right now? The Holy Ghost is here. He will wash you. He will make you. He'll put you in His kingdom. Hallelujah. There to remain forever. But it must be a clean, new, solid heart. Anything it defiles will cause us to be left out. Hallelujah. Lord bless you. Appreciate your attention. Hope you've heard. Hope you receive. Hope we come back tomorrow for the glory of God to settle on this place. I believe this is the tabernacle of God while we're here. Now when Moses stood to minister in that tabernacle, the glory cloud came down. There was no ministry except the Holy Ghost. Wouldn't that be great around here tomorrow night? Hallelujah. If the Holy Ghost could minister to every one of us. Minister to every one of us. Minister to every one of us. And get us ready for His coming. Lord bless you.
Give me a clean heart that I may serve Thee. Lord, fix my heart so that I may be used by Thee. For I'm not worthy of all Thy blessings. Give me a clean heart and I'll follow Thee.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for good apostolic preaching again. Amen. I said, thank God for good apostolic preaching. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Coon. Amen, amen, amen. You appreciate truth tonight? Thank God. We've heard the truth of the Word of God. Amen, amen. I want to sing it again in just a few moments before we do. I want every young person, every single young person in this auditorium tonight, I want you to come around here and as we sing it, I would like you some kind of way, amen, to thank God that we still have good apostolic preachers. Preach it. Amen. And tell it like it is. And get us ready. You've got to get this in your heart. Amen. Your pastor could have a list of rules this long. But it won't work. Amen. If you don't get this for yourself. Amen. God knows this generation needs a touch of God upon their life. Can you say amen? Amen. I was thrilled at all of the preaching tonight, but Brother Coon mentioned about these videos. I was so glad. And I had 50-something young people here. The first thing I told them when they got on that bus at Baton Rouge, the first one that I find, they report that in any game room, you're going home on a different bus. Amen. You won't even stay for the meeting. They're here tonight. Amen. I like for men to add something to what I'm already believing. Amen. Don't be afraid of apostolic preaching. Let's get the job done. Come on. Hallelujah. Some folks are always afraid for their folks to hear preaching. But preaching will still get the job done. Give us man of God that preach. Preach, 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 preach. It pleased God through the foolishness of the preaching to save them to be. Our only hope is good apostolic preaching. Hallelujah! Preach to me! Preach to me! I've got to be saved! Hallelujah! Amen. I want every young person to come with your hands up tonight. Amen. Sing it again, Sam. All in the building. Come and stand up here tonight. Hallelujah.
Give me a clean
heart. Come here tonight.
That I may serve.
Young men over here and young ladies over here. Young
Lord,
ladies.
Fix my heart so that maybe.
Come on, young people, all over this building this evening. Come on. God bless these young men. Move on.
Boy, I'm not worthy of all my blessings. Give me a clean heart.
Move in a little closer now from the back.
Give me a clean
heart. Come on up tonight. Let's have church a little while. Let's thank God for the preaching we've heard about tonight. Amen. Give me a clean heart, God. Give me a clean heart.
Give me a clean heart.
Everybody, lift both hands and sing it tonight.
I may
serve. Let it be our prayer. God, give me a clean heart.
Life
give me a clean heart.
My heart.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
So that I may be used by
thee. Nothing that I've done. I'm not worthy.
Of all thy blessings.
Give me a clean heart.
Give me a clean
heart.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Give me a clean heart.
Give me a clean heart.
And I'll follow.
Amen, amen. I got to get it for myself. Give me a clean heart, Lord. Give me a clean heart. Give me a clean heart. I want everybody to shout it out with a light. Give me a clean heart. Everybody, give me a clean heart. Change me, God. Thank God the preaching of the Word of God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost will still cleanse us. Sad to say, we have come to the day when some folks would kind of make light of this kind of preaching. Hey, man. Shame on you. Praise God. Amen. I still like for a man to get under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and preach the Word of God first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not all made alike. We don't all have the same ministry. But thank God, help us to recognize the touch of God and the anointing of God that's upon men in this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me a clean heart. Give me a clean heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, take me, Lord. Take me, Lord. Just burn a little light in heaven on my soul. When you find anything that will not be, take me down and straighten you. I want to be right. I want to be safe. I want to be whole. Oh, take me, Lord. Yes, take me, Lord. Just turn the light of heaven on my soul.
it is higher than the chimney. Take it out of
hell. I have time.
I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole.
Oh, thank me, Lord.
Thank me, Lord.
Thank me, Lord.
Thank me, Lord.
Turn the light
of heaven on my soul. If you find anything that could not be, take it out and say to me,
I want to be right.
I want to be saved.
I want to be
whole.
Thank me, Lord.
Touch me, Lord.
Thank me, Lord.
Touch me, Lord.
Turn the light of heaven on my soul.
Oh, if you find anything that could not be, take it out and say to me,
I want to be right.
I want to be saved.
I want to be
whole. Touch me, Lord.
Touch me, Lord.
Touch me, Lord.
Touch
me, Lord. Touch me,
Lord.
Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord.
Touch me,
Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord.
Touch me, Lord.
Touch me, Lord.
Touch me, Lord.
Touch me, Lord.
Touch me, Lord.
Touch me, Lord.
Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord.
Ooh, if you find anything that's
missing,
take it out and sing to me.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, you're
right. Oh, you're right. Search me, Lord.
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 If you find anything that's missing,
take it out and
sing to me.
Right. I want to be saved. I want to be
whole.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord. Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search
me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me,
Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me,
Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Heaven on my
soul.
I'm anything that could not be.
Take it out of me.
I want to be right.
I want to be saved.
I want to be whole. Oh, search me,
Lord.
Search me,
Lord.
Just turn the light of
heaven
on my soul. If you find anything
that
could not be.
I want to be right.
I want to be saved.
I want to be
whole.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to be saved.
I want to be
whole.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
Lord.
Just
oh, my
God. And if I make
things
that could not be, I want to be right.
I want to be saved.
I want to be
whole.
Just
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Just find
out of
heaven on my soul.
Oh,
if you find anything that
suits
me, take it out and say to me,
I want to be right,
I want to be saved,
I want to be whole.
Sing it!
Let's start it and worship Him this evening! Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God!
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I just thank God for the touch of God again. Two wonderful nights. Amen. Blessings today. We are a blessed people. Thank you, Jesus. Right after service, I want a picture of the council elders right over here. This one of those services where you want to just stay around a while. Hallelujah. Linger in the presence of God. Amen, amen, amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You
glad to be at church tonight? I'm real glad to be at church one more time.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, turn around and love one another. Be back tomorrow.
Oh, search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Turn the light of heaven on the veil. Will you find anything that should not be? Can't you have mercy? I want to be right.
I want to be saved. I want to be whole. Oh, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord. Oh, you're shining out from heaven, oh my God. If you find anything that could not be, take it out and send me out. I want to be right. I want to be whole. Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Just send me out from heaven, oh my God.
Search me, search me, Lord.
Oh, search me, Lord.
Search me, search me, Lord.
Just shine a little light in heaven, oh my God. If you find anything that should not be, take it out, Lord. Sing to me. I want to be right, want to be saved, want to be whole. Please search me, Lord.
Search me, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, search me, Lord.
Won't you shine a little light in heaven, oh my soul.
If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to be right, I want to be there, I want to be whole.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, search me, Lord. Shine the light in heaven on my soul. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to be right, I want to be there, I want to be whole. Oh, search me, Lord. Let it shine on me. Let the light from the light shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let the light from the light shine on me.
Let it shine
on me. Let it shine on me. Let the light from the light shine on me.
Let it shine on me.
Let it shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Thank you.